From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility, but the incident took place in an area often targeted by the Nigerian militant group Boko Haram. World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab says the fusion of different technological advances will be a major focus at the forum's annual meeting next week in Davos. Lisa Schlein reports.
As part of the formal agenda, more than 300 sessions will deal with critical issues involving global security, the refugee and migration crisis, geopolitical tensions, climate change, sustainable development, and the global economy. Taking center stage will be an in-depth discussion about what Klaus Schwab, the founder of the World Economic Forum, calls the fourth industrial revolution. Schwab says the revolution is being driven by advances in artificial intelligence, robotics, autonomous vehicles, 3D printing, nanotechnology, and other areas of science. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe's spokesman declined to comment Wednesday on rumors that the 91-year-old leader had suffered a heart attack, saying a response to the latest speculation about his health was unnecessary. Spokesman George Sharamba's response to a text message sent by Reuters asking for an update on Mugabe's health. An online news site in Zimbabwe published a letter Tuesday by an anonymous author saying that Mugabe had collapsed. VOA News. A confidential UN memo to the Security Council warns that a proposed peacekeeping force for Burundi would be unable to quell large-scale violence in the African country. The memo sent by UN peacekeeping chief Hervé Ledesous advised council members last week to travel to Bujumbura for urgent talks on the crisis over President Pierre Nkurunziza's election to a third term. The document outlines three scenarios, including a continuation of the current level of violence, an escalation, and finally an all-out war with fighting along ethnic lines. The United States has confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy soldiers Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said no indication that the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The Navy is investigating. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said earlier that the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion into its territory. Germany has outlined plans to tighten deportation laws for foreigners in the wake of a series of attacks on hundreds of women in Cologne and other cities on New Year's Eve. Henry Widrow reports that there have been several revenge attacks against foreigners in Cologne.
Far-right supporters and football hooligans smashed shop windows and damaged cars in the eastern city of Leipzig in the early hours of Tuesday. The rampage began around the same time that 2,000 supporters of the anti-Islamic Pegida movement demonstrated nearby. Olaf Spermer was among the protesters. Spermer said what has really annoyed them in recent months is the whole situation regarding foreigners and how things have been handled. German Justice Minister Heiko Maas Tuesday outlined tougher deportation laws for anyone convicted of certain crimes, including sexual assault. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
In his seventh and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future in an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office. He addressed a packed House of Representatives chamber Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol. In the opposition Republican response, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley criticized Mr. Obama's domestic policies for leaving a rising national debt, among others. More at voanews.com on the president's speech and any reaction. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. The attack happened in Quetta. A spokesman for the Taliban claimed responsibility. I'm Frances Alonso.
That's the latest world news from VOA.